Although metta meditation is traditionally a Theravadin practice, it can be used to great effect, great positive effect, as an adjunct practice in our Zen practice. Metta, translated from the Sanskrit, means loving kindness. Loving kindness is a special quality that enhances our life, and when we are able to manifest it clearly, it enhances our interrelationships with all life. It can be a very, very beneficial practice. Traditionally, the metta meditation is taught as a six-stage practice. The first stage being that of offering intentions of loving kindness towards yourself. The second, to offer intentions of loving kindness towards those that you have a debt of gratitude towards. It could be a single person, it could be an animal even, but there's someone to whom you feel very, very grateful. They've been special in your life, they've been there for you when you needed them, and you are very grateful for that. Stage three is to offer intentions of loving kindness to someone that you feel positive about, a friend. It can also be a family member, it can be a teacher, the same way with the second stage. The fourth stage is a little bit less emotional, charged. It is to offer intentions of loving kindness towards a person or people about whom you feel neutral. Most likely you don't know them well enough to have had any interactions with them that would have given you a charge, positive or negative, about the relationship. It could be, you know, the UPS person who comes and delivers packages. It could be the mailman. It could be someone who clerks in a store that you occasionally see. It could be a neighbor down the street that you're only more or less aware of. You say hello as you're passing on the street. That kind of person, someone about whom you are just neutral. The fifth stage, however, can be quite challenging, and that is to offer intentions of loving kindness towards someone that you've had a difficult relationship with, someone that perhaps you feel has wronged you, someone you're angry with, someone you don't really feel so consistently positive about. And then the final stage is to offer intentions of loving kindness towards all beings. Now, the first stage is the most important. And actually, if you don't get beyond the first stage, it isn't quite as important as going through the entire group. It needs to be said here that before going on to a next stage, it's vital, absolutely vital, to have completely fulfilled the first stage and whatever succeeding stage you have encountered. In other words, you always start with the first stage. Then, once that's mastered, then the next time you would do metta, you would always start again with the first stage. And after doing that briefly, you would move on to the second stage. And again, when the second stage is mastered, you would once more start with the first and then the second and then move on to the third stage until that's mastered and so on and so forth. The first stage is vital because of two reasons, really. One is that until and unless we can embrace ourselves fully, it is impossible to fully embrace anyone else, to be totally clear in offering uncaught intentions of loving kindness towards anyone else or anything else. The second aspect of that is that in offering intentions towards ourselves, since we are all one being, there is no real separation except in appearance. then when we are offering to ourselves, we are also at the same time offering to all beings. That said, it's important to recognize that what we are doing in this metta meditation is not offering affirmations. What we're doing is offering intentions. Intentions in how we wish to behave, how we wish to live our life. This is very different from an affirmation. The affirmation aspect is within that, but there are times and places where we may not really totally be 100% able to live that metta intention. Yet with that intention is very powerful. And as we continue to intend to live in the way described, then gradually our behavior will come more and more and more into line with that. And we will actually end up ultimately being able to manifest that. This is important. In the next guided meditation, you'll get a sense of how to go about it. But generally, the metta practice is divided into more or less four segments. And that is to offer that we are happy and that all beings may be happy, or so on and so forth, as you go through the stage. To offer happiness is one aspect. To offer well-being, good health, is another aspect. To offer a safety, freedom from fear and anxiety, and to offer freedom from suffering. But we don't need to stick exactly to a set way of offering these intentions, and in fact it can be more impactive if we vary it according to what really is drawing us, what we really feel in each moment. That said, again, the metta meditation, although it is a traditional Theravadin practice, it can be used as an adjunct practice, not as a replacement practice, but as an adjunct practice to your Zen practice. Ideally, it is practiced for a few minutes before you go to bed at night, and again, immediately after you get up in the morning. And doing it in that way, or at least just before you go to bed at night, has great positive effects. You will sleep more easily, more peacefully. There's less possibility of bad dreams. And in fact, there are a number of people who have started this metta meditation after having several nights of having nightmares. And from then on, when they had been doing the metta meditation, the nightmares ceased. Our day-to-day activities, our interactions also will be more at ease, particularly in relationships, as we continue this practice. Practice only needs to be done for about 15 minutes each time, or even, for example, as you're waiting in a line for checkout at a store or waiting at a traffic light. You can just offer one intention of loving kindness. You don't have to go through the whole thing. But gradually as you do this on a fairly regular basis, you will find your life gradually changing towards the positive. Your relationships will be more harmonious. Your life will be more at ease. There are great benefits.